sheets with Wild Courtney.
And I'm Courtney. Courtney.
I'm Wolanda.
What?
This is season 2, episode 5.
That's what everybody used to call you in school, Wolanda.
Episode 5.
Yes, is Wolanda here?
Don't know her, but today I am Wolanda.
Season 2, episode 5. Season 2, episode 5. And today we're doing... Oh, I forgot to sing my theme song. Between the sheets. Boom, 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 boom.
The ghetto.
I'll make it as a professional singer.
This week, we talking about... This week's book is, because Courtney over there with that bullshit, tell me she gonna make it as a professional singer. Try by.
Selling out arenas in Vegas.
Not you got a Vegas residency. Okay, Beyonce. Okay, Beyonce. If
Beyonce ever get a Vegas residency, I'm going.
Who that was they replaced Adele with for the Vegas residency?
I don't know. I know Drake had like a short one and I was mad because he wasn't even no legit residency. He booked just like 2 or 3 shows and they tried to call it a residency. That's not a residency.
All right, Usher had a good one, but they had to replace Adele with somebody. Was it U2? And I just don't feel like U2 is going to give what they need to get a fair that space. But Adele wasn't going to give much hell. She don't do nothing but sing.
Lionel Richie's doing one currently.
But why the hell? I don't understand why Adele need a Vegas residency, because she really don't do nothing but sing. You need performers.
I wouldn't know Michael. Not Michael Jackson.
Oh, they could do a Michael Jackson hologram Vegas residency. You know my money they probably fucking make.
Well, they do make a lot of money because he already got like a something there. Well, you know, they do the songs and the dancers be dancing, basically.
Get a hologram.
I want Mariah Carey to do another one. I'm going to go to that one. She don't be doing shit, but I just want to be able to say I saw Mariah in concert.
Yeah, Mariah, she got some background dancers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Adele can't have that. What I look like up here twerking to them sad ass songs?
I feel like for an Adele residency, she needs to be up there singing, but we also need to have like tables set up so we can like be enjoying dinner and maybe a drink or something while she's doing what she's doing. I kind of like have her singing like in the background because she doesn't get very concert-esque vibes. You know what I'm saying?
She probably does beautiful performances, but
she does very like, you know how when you go to a restaurant and it's a performer up there just singing while you know enjoying. That's her vibe.
She like should be at the Copa. Mm-hmm. Copa Cabana.
That's her vibe. That's what she needs to be up there. And then you know every once in a while you turn around like that girl can sing.
Oh, maybe they should give us a Destiny's Child residency that way.
Girl, never. Vegas ain't even got no money to pay for. No hotel got no money to pay for Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle. Well, Michelle probably.
The ticket sales will get you the money. That's what they should do. See what the tickets do, and then go from there.
But because people buy for their reunion.
A reunion show, honey. Sure.
Bring Latoya in, babe.
Leave Latavia where she at. Anyway,
this week we are talking about.
Wait a minute, one more thing before we talk about this book. Have you watched that show on Netflix, Ultimatum?
Mm-mm. No, go because watch. I heard that the black man chose the basic ass white woman.
Well, I only watched the first 2 episodes, so I don't know how they like end up together. But it's only like 2 black dudes on there. I guess 3 technically, because it's a mixed dude on there. But go watch the first 3 episodes and see how fast the shit go. It's giving white people relationship in high school. That's how quick they move.
Okay. Well, I just heard because it's been like a whole bunch of TikToks about it, how black men inherently choose basic white women while making sure that the black women they date have to be like beyond perfection.
I mean, because if it's the dude that I think they're talking about, his girlfriend is very pretty, very well put together. You know, hair done, makeup always done, cute little outfits, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Typical black girl on a TV show type thing. And the girl that he end up with for right now, she is pretty.
Yeah. They were saying that nothing was special, and it was like, this is an inherent trend among Black men to require that the Black women that they date meet these astronomical standards, but the white women that they date are literally just the most basic white women, and they are besotted. Like,
what's crazy about it is he looked like the type of dude that'll pick up. You know how you see a dude and be like, yeah, he gonna pick one of these basic white girls. He looked like that kind of guy.
I ain't gonna say no names, but I'ma mouth it.
Yes, ma'am.
Because how you...
You like, know what? He that kind of dude. That's exactly...
You are a nice-looking, handsome man. You're well put together. You're educated. You're this, you're that. And you turn around and pick... nothing. You know who else? Ooh, child, we had to come back. We was gossiping.
Because this shit is regular. I was bucked up behind it, and this shit is regular. And I'm mad. But keep on talking, honey. Ooh. Talk about the book. Let me, what the book is. Damn it, I done clicked out.
Clicked out the book all on Facebook on bitches' profiles and shit. Okay.
Being messy. His Royal Highness, the Royals of Kira Asnella, not Stephanie. I don't know if that's right or not, but hey, girl, book one.
The Royals of Kira Asnella.
Asnella. The Royals of K.A.
Kira Ansla Mandela.
These folks at the Coach Outlet send me a text message every day. I don't need no poise.
No poise.
I got enough poises.
All right, so this book is her first book in the Royals. The Royals, I'm going to just say the Royals. This is her first book in the Royals series. And she's been talking about, you know, how the Royals been living rent-free in her head for a minute. So we started off with the first book. Now, the first book centers around Princess, well, Advisor, honey. Don't let me call her Princess so she can get mad at me.
Yeah, she'd be offended, baby.
The first book centers around the advisor.
Late advisor.
The advisor, Kadena.
That's what I say.
Kadena.
Kadena. Kadena.
Wasn't that Queen Latifah character on Living Single, Kadena?
Kadija, fool.
Kadija. So this one centers around Kadena and her guard, Gemini. Now, you know, they say that this is her guard, but he ain't really her guard. He's just a guard per se. He be choosing to be her guard.
No, she picked him, remember? Since she was little. But like, he is the guard. Like, he the guard.
He had a security.
But she be picking him because...
I want Gemini to come with me.
She be choosing.
I want Gemini. Give me Gemini. Now, Gemini, a good 40.
242.
Two, baby. 42.
Oh, shit.
So, Gemini is a good 42. And Kadena got to be...
35. I think you say she's 35.
Okay, because she was 10 when they first met.
He was 17.
So, yeah. Okay, I thought he was like 20.
17. Did you not read? Yeah, all she telling on herself.
Maybe I put my own.
You did. You assumed that he was significantly older than her. 7 years. But yeah, he joined the Royal Guard when he was 17.
And then got, that ain't bad. 7 years. That cool. That cool. 17 to her 10.
What's crazy that she a princess. She's 35 and unmarried.
Well, I feel like they should have been so hard by then, but that's neither here nor there.
But they didn't. You know what? I can appreciate that they didn't like sit her off at an early age.
Because he got multiple daughters.
Well, that's good.
Because they're usually the first to go. In any kind of royal situation, they get rid of them girls quick. So Kadena, the advisor, she is daughter to the king, aka princess. She is his, you know, advisor. And she got twin sister, Cadence. Ain't that her name, Cadence?
Yes. I really had to think about it. That's her name.
So she had twin sister. And her twin sister don't be doing as much as her, but that's neither here nor there. Because Kadena feel like she got something to prove. She really don't.
Nothing.
And that's the difference between me and her. Because I'd be like, what I got to prove to these folks? These folks gonna not like me regardless.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So she's always trying to like basically be the best, and she wants to basically prove to people that she's more than just a princess. That's why she doesn't want to be called princess. She wants to be called advisor. But call me princess, honey. Because that's what I am, and that's what I want to be treated like.
Please and thank you. Treat me like royalty.
That's what I am. And that's what I demand to be treated like. That's what I demand to be treated like. And I'm just regular.
Regular. We is regular.
And I demand to be treated like a princess right now. So the book really starts out where they're at this like formal gathering, celebrating like some, it's like a auntie, aunt, some kind of union.
Yeah, the auntie got married.
Yeah. And they're getting ready to take their royal photos. And Kadena stressed out about her dress because, you know, she got her arms out, Michelle Obama. So she like, does this look okay? I got my arms out. Y'all know how they did Michelle.
Am I showing too much body?
Am I showing too much? And they're like, nah, girl, you look good. Come on out. So she goes out, she enjoys the party, and then, you know, it's a bunch of visiting dignitaries, and they really all on her jock. Like, everybody's just, like, on top of her. Like,
Kadena, Kadena.
Princess, princess. It's advisor, bitch. So she runs across this one family. King Tao.
Tao. Somebody dead.
King Tao. Sounds very Asian. Are they close to Asia? Is that country close to Asia?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they're all in little Africa.
And you have Prince Mandala. 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 Mandala.
You better like saying it, don't you?
Mandala. Mandala. So I knew it was my week to talk, y'all. And the whole time I was reading this book, I was like, God damn it, it's my week to talk. God damn it, it's my week to talk. I'm gonna butcher
these names.
I'm gonna butcher the country. I'm gonna butcher the prince, the princess. The only person I know who name I got right is Gemini. That's the only person I know who I'm safe saying, Gemini. I don't even 100% sure that her name is Kadena. It could be Kadena.
I'm pretty sure. Well, it could be because her sister name is Cadence. So it could be Kadena, but I'm pretty sure it's just Kadena.
Could be Kate. You know, people be getting picky at how you pronounce your name because I have to do that every day at work. Am I speaking to Kadena? It's Kadena.
Miss okay. Johnson.
Okay.
What can I help you with?
Because y'all doing too much. But yeah, I was shooketh and stressed, realizing that it was my week to talk. So y'all bear with me as I pronounce these names. And I'm going to settle on Mandala.
That's what it is.
I'm going to settle on Mandala. If I am wrong, feel free to message me and let me know.
Charge it to my head and not my heart.
Mm-hmm. So King Tao and Prince Mandela are also in attendance. And the prince be trying to just basically, you know, put himself in Kadena's like presence, just like kind of bullying himself in her presence. Like, let's go over here. Let's do this. Let's do, like, he is used to getting what he wants. You can definitely tell. And it's mad annoying to her in general. So she basically like leaves the party because she's like, this is annoying. When she comes back out, they're outside on, like, you know, the terrace. They're having dinner and snacks, you know, a little a couple vittles, and it's one of the children are playing, and he shoots an arrow dead at Kadena, and Gemini catches it like right in his hand, which causes his hand to have a little scarring in it. So she's like, oh my God, let me help you. Everybody else, like, somebody else can, like, do that. She's
somebody
like,
somebody else can help him. No.
No, I'm going to do it myself. Meow.
No, I got to help him.
So she takes him to the room and she tries to, like, heal up his wound, and she puts a couple stitches in it. And that's basically where they first have their little inkling of, oh, we got feelings for each other. Like, that's where they both start speaking, basically reckless. The conversation is reckless.
Can we talk about how Gemini got his hand stitched up with, like, no anesthesia, no shot, nothing, just...
Because you had to take me to the ER, hun.
Just, she just stitched him up. She was like, you can bite this pillow or something if you need to. And he's still sitting up there carrying on casual conversation while he getting his hand sewed up, honey.
I would have been there laid out.
Morphing. Okay, Gemini, if you were a real nigga, just say that.
Morphing me.
Put me to sleep. You going to get me?
I need you to numb my whole left side of my body.
Cause you're not finna be sticking. My hand already fucking hurt, and now you want to put a needle on it? Oh, bitch, girl, kiss my ass. Send me to the hospital.
Please get the royal ambulance.
Please put me in the back of a limousine and transport me to the nearest emergency room.
Why you have to say it in the accent? The nearest emergency room.
Please take me to the nearest hospital. I am injured and I need the doctor to sew me up. Not you. Advisor, I trust you with my life, but you cannot sew up my hand.
Advisor, you are not a medical professional.
You are not a medical professional. Get to my foot affairs and send me on my way.
And meet me at the car.
And meet me at the vehicle. Transports me to the hospital. But now Gemini sit up there, you know, big nigga in charge. I'm finna trying to push up on my lady or whatever. Let me be a real nigga. Let her stitch my hand up.
If I stitch the hand up, slap it in a motherfucker. Yeah, I always have a scar.
I guess he said it is what it is. I'm in here with Bae. We in here alone. You know what? You know how usually the royals don't get to spend no alone time when nobody is frowned upon. That girl Kadena always trying to close the door with her and Gemini.
He was trying to close the door. He'd be like, whoa, whoa. Bitch, did you close the door? Did you like it?
What's going on here? Anyway, back to your story, hun.
Okay. So basically, that's when the conversation get reckless, and she's like, you should find somebody that you want to spend your life with. He's like, I found somebody, but I can't be with her. You know, basically charging up the room. And she's like, oh, where? Tell me more, nigga. I have a thing for somebody. I like somebody
as well.
I like somebody too. But anyway, so the moment gets interrupted. They go, you know, on back to where they come from. But like the next day or whatever, she decides that she wants to go out and, well, she has her vision. So Kadena has visions. So that means that she's supposed to be like the next queen because she does see these visions. So her vision, the next day centers around Gemini in general. So she sees him and he looks happy and carefree and, you know, just, she's like trying to hold on to that image. And the next image shows like in her father's study and like he's like having a serious conversation, but she can't tell like who he's talking to. And so she sees his vision like twice, once like the next day and then once like later on. But she sees his vision like a couple times and she can't never figure out what it means. For somebody who's a prophetess, I knew what it meant.
She only see part of it, huh? She like, either wait for it to happen or wait for the spirit to give her a little bit more. And I be in there petitioning the spirit like, you going to...
I need to know. Not me in there being like, uh-uh, you got to show me something else.
Like, hey, say God, what did it mean, man?
Hey, say spirit. I can't do nothing with it, half a story. Like...
Come back here, because like, why my man looks so happy and all of a sudden my daddy looks so serious? This ain't gonna work. Am I gonna get the nigga or not?
I'll be like, what does this mean? You're gonna have to write this. Why I'm not, I couldn't be somebody who could see into the future.
That's what I'm saying. You know, God know who to give his gifts to. He know who to give his gifts to, honey.
Because I'll be like, what? And then meet that. My thing is, I'm gonna ignore it and then wait till it happens and be like, oh, shit.
Oh, this what you did, what you were talking about. Oh,
I'm gonna do nothing to try to like, you know, nothing, none of that shit. I'm just be like, oh shit, I knew that was gonna happen. Damn, I saw it too.
I should have told y'all.
I really should have warned y'all. That's okay. I mean, niggas die every day, B. You be all right.
Niggas die every day. That's so fucked up. Ooh, niggas die every day. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. You be all right. So she goes and she visits, you know, some parts of her country, you know, take a little tour. And so they end up at this waterfall because she wants to go separately, just her and Gemini on horseback, a romantic horseback ride together. They end up at this
Sit up.
I know, because if I were Gemini, I'd be like, what you mean you want to go to the waterfall just us? You trying to set me up.
I don't need no ride.
Thank y'all. So they go to the waterfall, honey, and basically she says, so that woman you was talking about that you have a thing for, it's me, ain't it?
Bitch, you know it's you.
Would it happen to be moi? And so that's where they share their like first, you know, actual course of intimacy, their first kiss, you know, their first little hunching session, because she was ready to risk it all at the waterfall, honey. For somebody who was a virgin, she was fast as hell. And how you can make it to 35 without tasting no dick, I never know.
Everybody ain't a hoe like us, okay? Some people really know the Lord.
I know the Lord too, but I also wanted to know.
No, they got the willpower, honey.
In the biblical sense.
They got the willpower, honey. But see me? Mm-mm. Because I need to know what that dick do.
On site. Because ain't no way I'd be able to hold on now.
Is it really, hey, how you doing? What that dick do?
That's how it is now when you hit your 30s. You really ain't got time to go back and forth with these men.
Sorry. I don't care what your favorite color is.
I really don't.
I don't care what your favorite food is, honey. I will learn that stuff eventually.
With time.
Do you have a job? Do you like to go out to eat? What that dick do?
You got a job, you got a place to live, you like to eat. Can you blow my back out? That's all I need to know. Off rip.
And I thank you.
We can figure all this other shit out later. As time goes by.
That's crazy that we too old. Like, we at the point where we too old to care about, like, a favorite. Like, that whole getting to know people thing, I'm glad I don't have to do that. But that whole, like, when you first start talking to somebody and you be asking them boring-ass questions, what you like
and
to
do? And I hate them questions, and they usually end up with me not responding to niggas after a while.
What you like to do? What's your favorite color? What you watch on TV? Can we just talk? Let's just talk. Hey, what are you doing?
And I don't like to be asked that 15 times a day neither. What you doing? Same thing I was doing 20 minutes ago, working.
How was your day? Oh, well, let me take you out. Bet. Where you want to take me to? Take me on a date. What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner.
Take me out to dinner, Joe Biden.
What do you want to tell Joe Biden right now?
Hey, what's up, baby?
That's it. Anybody out there 29 and up, or no, 25 and up, stop asking what my favorite color is. Let's just get down to the nitty gritty, like Kadena and Gemini. Even though they knew each other for the last 20 plus years, let's just get down to it. Fuck out this other extra stuff. I like you, you like me. Let's hunch.
Because that's what she did. When they came back from the waterfall, honey, she went and go had a little meeting with her daddy. Basically was like, oh, I'm sorry for blowing up earlier. Because they had a little, you know, a little back and forth. So she went and she told him, I'm sorry for blowing up earlier. And then she walked her lip ass ass right to Gemini room and once again closed and locked the door.
And then, crazy thing about it, Gemini was like fresh out the shower. So...
And then she was looking at it because he was fresh out the shower and she went and she closed and locked the door and she took that man's towel off of him. This was borderline rape.
Hey, Gemini.
He was like, I'm not going to be able to. I asked you at the waterfall to tell me to stop. I'm not going to ask you this.
I ain't going
to
ask you again.
So know what you're in for when you're in for it. And Kadena was basically like, I want you to stop there. You don't want to stop then. Not me. I didn't stop you. So they end up sexing all night because she spent the night. And then she got her little happy ass up in the morning and walked back to her room. And my whole time was thinking, so people ain't see you? Ain't nobody see you. Ain't nobody knows you went in your room all night. This is, the security is lax.
She was with her security.
The security is lax, honey, because somebody was at least supposed to have spotted you. Your maid or something, your tally was supposed to be like, Kadena ain't in her room. I ain't seen her all night. The guards were supposed to be alarmed. Something was supposed to have happened since you just went missing for like the last 10 hours.
Kadena is over there getting digged down. Okay. Next day, just tired as hell.
Next day, woe out. Mentally drained. And literally, the next day, her father and them called her into the office and basically like, so we got a deal with the folks over here. They said, you know, we can help them out with land and we can bond our military together. One small condition, though, they want you. And she was like, excuse me, what?
Huh?
I didn't hear you. Want me for what? As an advisor?
Sweetie, you got to marry his son, honey.
Nah, honey. Prince Mandela. Mandela.
Okay, so fast. Okay. Huh?
Mandela wants you to be man and wife. Okay. That's what we see.
Okay, so fast. And Jim and I was looking like, you just go say yes like that, just that quick.
And then guess she went in her room and cried.
Like I wasn't just digging you out 2 hours ago?
You mean I was shook. Like, it ain't no way that I would have been able to be with a nigga the night before. And then he's just like, okay, I'll marry him. I would have been like, you will?
And then the crazy part about it is he was willing to, like, go with her through this marriage, like, still be her security.
That's
because he told her that he'd be with her every step of the way. Baby, I don't think I could ever love a motherfucker that much to watch you be with somebody else.
Mm-mm.
Arranged marriage or not, loveless.
Especially after I done tasted you.
Sure.
Especially after we done put our mouths on each other.
And that wasn't gonna work anyway, cause I got what I want. You what I like. I see you, I like you, and I want you. That's it.
Period.
I can be out here with Prince Mandela. Mandela.
Mandela. So she goes over there. She's like, okay, I'll go over there. I'll see what they're talking about, right? So she get over there. She try to have lunch with him. He's just being extremely cocky and extremely, like, just annoying, honestly. If he refused to call her advisor, it's like a turnoff. And she, you know, like, she like, either call me Kadena or advisor or, you know, like, please. And he be like, princess. He do it to aggravate her in general. Like, he do it to honestly show that he got the upper hand.
Yeah, because he's a nigga. And Mandela really think he that nigga. Boy.
He really do. And don't you hate when niggas try to, like, you tell niggas you don't like something, they try to prove you wrong? Like, I told a nigga one time I didn't like to cuddle. And he was like, that's just because you never cuddle with me. No, I don't like to cuddle.
Sir, I don't want to be hugged up with you. Hot.
Hot.
No.
He was like, we'll see about that. No, we won't. What you're going to do is get blocked, which he did. Because our constant time that we were talking the whole time, it was always about, you know, stuff that he was going to make me like. And you ain't, I'm a 30-year-old woman. I'm set in my ways.
You can't make me like nothing. If I don't like it, I don't like it. Just like that video, that girl was like, she hated when she tells somebody she don't eat something. And they be like, well, you ain't had my grandma's or you ain't had my mama's. Bitch, I said I don't like it.
I said I don't like it. I don't like sweet tea. I don't like sweet tea, though.
It don't matter who fix it.
It don't matter where it come from, who fix it. McDonald's sweet tea, your grandma's sweet tea, Cracker Barrel sweet tea. It tastes like dishwater to me. I don't like it.
So if you don't like it, just don't like it, honey. You can't make me like something I don't like.
I've tried it 37 times. Because you know your taste buds change as you get older. I've tried it so many times. Sweet tea is just not the drink for me. I don't like it.
Which is cool. It's not a crime against humanity.
No, but you ain't going to make me like it.
You ain't tried my so-and-so. Bitch, I said I don't like it. Kadena told that man, call me advisor. Oh, call me by my name, sir.
Like, call me Kadena. Like, it's fine. You can call me Kadena.
But don't call me princess.
I don't like to be called court.
Hey, court.
I don't Ooh. Like it. People do it anyway. I really just don't care for it. Yeah.
You know, I tell people at work call me Y or whatever, right? Because it's the easier name. That's the name, my preferred name, what I go by. But they always want to be like, your mama really named you Y? What's your whole name? Bitch, what I tell you my name was? Call me what I told you my name was. Don't ask me no dumbass question. Tell me what your mama named you Y.
Then I would be people who are only known for 2 seconds that want to call me Court.
Hey, Court.
Yeah, we don't know each other that long. I don't want to have to be rude and say, I don't like that, you know? Because then they think that you're being a bitch. Well, you got to stop them like, oh, okay. It was just Court. No, it's not.
No, that's not what I want to be called.
I don't like it. And I have to stop you from saying it.
It's such a weird dynamic in our friend group because I feel like we call, like, all of us, like, by our whole names. Even though we do have nicknames, like, I feel like we always reference each other, like, by our entire names.
I don't call my best friend my best friend. I only sometimes I'll type the T, but that's only because I don't feel like typing her whole name out.
Right.
But when I'm talking to her, I'll call her whole name.
By whole names.
I'll call her first and last name too. talking to somebody else about her because my sister's got the same name. So I'll say her first and last name. But the moral of the story is
Prince Mandela couldn't be our friend. He could be in our circle because he
because he did it on purpose. Like, it's not hard to call people what they want to be called. It's really not. It costs you 0 cents.
0 cents, zero effort, honey. It's a name. Just say my name. But anyway, back to the little pompous prince. Man.
So, yeah. And then he convinced her to try to stay the night, girl. And he was like, you could just stay tonight. We got some guest quarters that you can stay in. And why does he, okay, we got guest quarters. Why are you taking me and showing me your dark ass bedroom? Now, me, personally, I would have been fine in that black ass bedroom because I like dark things. Mm-hmm. But you know, she didn't like it. And then he took her to a big powder pink room, too. Like, these are your two choices.
Here, here. You choose.
Black as night. A pink. And you like, let me up out of here, honey. Just let me go home.
Then she requested because she changed, can he get her some yellow curtains and change the bedspread to
blue?
Please and thank you.
By the time I come back here, I would like this stuff.
She acted like a princess then.
Mm-hmm. Cause who got just yellow curtains and blue bedspread laying around? I would be like, we ain't got that here. Yellow curtain, the curtains, bitch. You want the curtains changed?
She acts like a princess then. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. You're asking for a lot. It ain't like you even staying here a couple of weeks.
You just spending the night.
Spending the night.
You only bought your spending night clothes.
But anyway, so after dinner, when she found out that they didn't pray, she got really in her feelings then. Y'all don't pray. Oh my God.
Them folks said that everything they got is because they got it themselves and not because of some fake God or God they can't see.
That's Scientology right there.
Ooh, we. And that girl, Kadena, said, that's why your stuff failing now, why your crops is
that's why you need my crops right now. Because you know what? I pray to God and God provides for me.
Because God will provide. Nah.
That's why our crops failing right now. And so she get back to her room or whatever. So she talking to Gemini in the hallway and she trying to be all familiar with him. And he like, step back. Don't be all up on me. His camera's watching.
And she said, camera.
Cameras?
Yeah, cameras.
So she was like, he said, I bet it's something in your room too. Let me go cheat. So he went up in her room and he found like 5-6 cameras in there, no lie, in the bathroom and everything. And so she get her shit and she like, let me go, let's go, because I can't be trusted up in here. I can't trust these niggas up in here. And so first person Mandela tried to be like, it ain't no cameras in there. I swear it ain't no cameras in there. And then when she get back home and tell her daddy and them it was cameras up in there, they try to be like, oh, them cameras wasn't even working. And so then they bring the cameras and they had to check them and say, oh no, they wasn't working. And that's where they fucked up, because I would check them cameras before I left and saw that they was actually operational. Because I didn't give you 2-3 days to switch it up, man.
Right. So what, they inoperable? No, the hell they not. That boy, they watched me wash my booty hole and everything.
So why y'all got inoperable cameras up in the whole palace?
Make it make sense, sweetie.
That don't even sound correct. This is a royal palace. And y'all ain't got no working cameras. Any cameras don't work? Sounds suspicious to me.
Going on.
He apologizes or whatever, and she takes his half-ass apology and she goes back again. And this time he's trying to do everything right, because he's like, yeah, I really want her, I want to be with her, like this, that, that. He tries, he being fake basically, Prince Mandela, and he calling her advisor, you know, he trying to do what he trying to do. And then he basically push up on her and she knock his ass to the ground. She like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, not you doing like, I tried to give you a second chance, but niggas run out. Niggas is running out.
My guy dropped a piece of pie on the shoulder and licked it off.
Why you licking me?
That is the fattest shit. Sir, don't try to push up on me by licking pie off my shoulder.
Not licking.
Oops, I dropped it.
Oops. Speaking of pie, I got some McDonald's pie in there that I want to finish eating. A strawberry and cream pie from McDonald's.
Last week it was the beignets. This week is a pie.
From McDonald's.
You're going to turn into a snack cake.
I am. You know, I ain't had no Little Debbie in a long time, though.
Snack cakes are your weakness.
They are. Always have been. Always will be. I love a snack.
I'm gonna pray that off. I'm gonna pray them snacks off for you.
You know what? It ain't gonna work.
Speaking of pie, I got a pie in there.
Speaking of pie, I got a pie in there, but I won't. My husband gonna have to bring me plenty of snacks. That's how you gonna get me.
Them men know you like snacks, Coral. That's how they get you.
So he licking out on her, trying to get the pie off, and she basically like, wait a minute, this is great.
Why is that so funny?
And so they get on their plane and shit and go home. And basically, she go to her house. She's like, they were like, okay, we'll go back to the royal palace. She's like, no, take me to my home. I'm gonna go to my home. She was being sneaky because she had a plan. Because she was like, just stay with me, Gemini. I'm feeling vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
Just stay with me. And he's like, okay. But he really ended up blowing her back out all night long again. And so they decide, you know, they confess their love for each other. And they decide, well, when we get back to the palace tomorrow, we're gonna tell them that we want to be together. That's it. We in love. And we're going to take whatever consequences come out of the way. Right? So they get back to the palace. And basically, the king, the other king, not King Isaac, not her daddy, the other king, King Tao, is basically already on the line, and he like, my son didn't even do nothing again.
He having to do a bunch of my son didn't do nothing.
Okay.
My boy ain't even touched that gun. Shit.
He probably had to do that his whole, it's probably second nature to him. He's probably had to do that Mandela's whole life. You know what I'm saying? And that's why Mandela keep doing shit, because his daddy keep taking up for him. Called him and tell him I didn't even do nothing. What? Whatever my son being accused of, he did that shit.
He did it.
So they get there, and basically she's like, I don't want to even marry him anyway. I'm in love with Gemini. And Mandela's like, oh my God, I knew it. That's why you didn't want me. That's why you keep cooking up all these elaborate schemes about the cameras and me trying to rape you, about all of this. That's why you're doing all of this. You didn't want me in the beginning. This means war. So he like, you know what? Instead of war, I'll do this. Me and Gemini fight to the death. And Gemini like, okay.
All right, bet.
And here's my issue with this. Don't you know that he's like the strongest? This man is 6'7", 302 pounds, he said. And so when I read that, I was trying to figure out what a 6'7", 302 pound nigga look like.
What? Then the greatest warrior of all time.
A prodigy fighter.
That boy Mandela didn't do his research. He did not do his research. But he did have some stipulations. He wasn't going to fight by himself. It was going to be him and two other greatest warriors or whatever. So he thought.
But Jim took all of them down like they was like, you know, Legos.
Three against one, honey. He took the first two dudes down. They were the same size as him. He cleared them out like, phew, phew. They said in the book, he had toe buddy ligaments up in the back of his leg, sliced his ligaments in half. God. Dude couldn't use his legs. And then the other one, he sliced his ear off. Man, you hit me one time, I'm out of here. Buddy got his ear cut off and ran out the building.
He was like, oh my God, this ain't even worth it. I can't even hear no more.
Don't worry about it. Because he saw Buddy get his leg sliced in the back. Phew. I'm out of here. And then Mandela ain't even no trained fighter. Why would you even? Why would you?
Because he thought the other two were going to whoop him and he was just going to stand in the back.
That's really what he thought.
He thought he was just going to stand in the back and just, you know, observes. But when he had Mandela on his knees, ready to fuck him up, that's when daddy was like, no, you can have the bitch. Let my son go.
You can have that gal, don't kill my boy. She's yours.
You can have that nigga gal.
And I heard she got that nasty woman's disease.
Balls deep inside her anyway. You can have her. The fuck?
Easy yours. Turn my boy Lou. Down to Lou.
And Mandela still on the barely making it, still on the guard. So, what? What?
Had the nerve to grab the mic from the announcer and scream war into it. This is ghetto, honey. Mandela, you weak in the knees. Stand up.
Stand up.
I hear sad of a bitch who don't want you. That girl don't want you, Mandela.
So then they had the audacity after the wedding, you know, Gemini and Kadena get married. They had audacity to send a letter to myself. Oh yeah, he really didn't mean war. He misspoke. He was in so much pain. He meant our. Get the doctor. That's what he was trying to say. It sounded like war, but he was trying to say doctor. So he mean it. Go on about y'all daily lives and forget about us. We're not doing nothing over here. We're not planning anything. Good day. Like, why would you send that letter out? To then attack 3 days later.
Right. Like, you sent that letter and then right after the wedding, here you come trying to start a war.
Attacking. And so, you know, Kadena wake up, her bed empty, and Gemini out there on the front line, honey. On the front line. Not on the back line. Not, you know, giving orders, honey. He on the front line. He killing niggas himself.
I mean, clearing them out of there, too, though. Gemini took on the whole army pretty much by himself, clearing them out.
To put him in front, let him fight. And Kadena, trying to grab her little sword and bodysuit. Like, I'm gonna go fight too. And they like, oh, what you got?
Wait a minute.
Bitch, get your ass back in the house.
Calm down.
This ain't for you. What?
But Kadena did go, she went in her prayer closet.
She did. She went in her prayer closet and she was like, well, I'm gonna do what I can to spirit.
She went in her prayer closet, honey. And guess what she did when she came out? Went to fight.
And went to fight. Watch the heavens open.
Cause Kadena said, cause I seen what was gonna happen, honey, and this ain't gonna work. Y'all ain't finna take my nigga from me. Could you imagine like having visions like that and being able to sneak up on people? Cause you know where they at, but they don't know you know where they at. And you pull up on them and catch them off guard, honey. They think they finna get you, but you get them.
Oh, you thought you were gonna get me.
That's why I don't have that gift, because God knows that I would abuse it.
I'm pull up on my man every day.
Oh, wow. I see you in my dreams.
Laughing, I knew where you were. Ha 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 ha. That bitch funny. I want to come laugh too. The fuck? Laughing at a bitch.
I like to laugh too. So what's so motherfucking funny? He see you get out the car. Oh shit.
Here she go. How the fuck?
Come that crazy tail girl. Mm-hmm. No, I couldn't be Kadena. Nope. I also couldn't be the nigga who married her. Because now, Gemini, you can't keep no secrets. Kadena and God be speaking on, like, a personal level. Besties for the rest.
The spirit gonna tell you. And I ain't got time.
But anyway, y'all, long story short, they won the war.
And Prince Tao, King Tao, and Prince Mandela end up in the prison system.
Always trying to lock a nigga up.
Free Ava Black Man. It was just a little attempted murder and a hostile takeover.
God, it was just a little war. Y'all
had to take it. I'm like, could them Americans be starting war all the time and they ain't in jail? Like, what the fuck? We still crimes waiting against... on them to go to jail for Biden for Vietnam.
Crimes against humanity. God.
Did they ever find those weapons of mass destruction? But I'm in jail.
Oh, they would not let them weapons of mass destruction go, honey. That's all they talked about. They were trying to distract us.
They're trying to distract us with weapons of mass destruction. They ain't found a weapon of mass destruction yet. They only found some what you call them things? Where people be some slingshots and some paper clips. Like, they ain't found a weapon of mass destruction yet over there.
Cause what were the weapons of mass destruction? They didn't say what they was. Are they nukes? Are they something up like
they
didn't. Something
they different? They just said weapons of mass destruction.
What kind of mass destruction are we talking? Can it clear out a whole continent? Like, what is the weapons of mass destruction?
You know what? Because you can put anything under a weapon of mass destruction, because a bulldozer could be deemed as a weapon of mass destruction.
Girl, and I know damn well they ain't keeping up all this fuss over no goddamn construction equipment.
Because it can mass destruct some buildings.
It's a goddamn wrecking ball. They call it a weapon of mass destruction.
A weapon of mass destruction. They had us in a chokehold with that phrase, honey. We gotta go. They got weapons of mass destruction over there. We gotta go fight. Until Obama was just like, bring your ass home.
Come out from over there.
Because what we doing? What we doing over here again? Uh-uh, baby, come on home. But yeah, Prince Mandela and his daddy were both in the prison system. So, well, then at the end of the book, Prince, was it Prince Isaac? No, that was King Isaac. Prince, what was his name that got the invitation?
Omari, her brother.
Omari, yeah, mama got the invitation for the secret society. So I guess we're gonna see what this gonna be about.
Yeah, in book two. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's gonna be like four books, since it's four of them, like Cadence, Remington, and Omari. Will they all get a book or what?
They probably will.
I also noticed that it's some this ain't got shit to do with shit. We can talk about it after we after we finish.
Well, then we're out. Catch the Royals of Asa, blah, blah, blah.
Kira Asnala.
Kira Asnala.
Our bad, Stephanie, for fucking up these names.
But I told you I was going to fuck them up in the beginning.
I'm a bad.
It's called Her Royal Highness. His Royal Highness, sorry.
His Royal Highness. His
Royal Highness. Because it's like Gemini, he protected her, he is, but she's the Royal Highness, you know. Wordplay. But yeah, go check it out. Go grab it. Even though we haven't basically told y'all what happened, but we always do.
It's a quick read. Only 200 and some pages.
Yeah, it's a quick read. I read it yesterday evening. I called Wallen and I was like, ooh, I got to read it because I've been so busy with work. I was done by like 10. And I think, what time did I talk to you? And I had been distracted. I was on TikTok and stuff all during the middle of it anyway. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a quick read. Go ahead and read it. Go ahead and pull it out. And we're out. We'll see
y'all. And we're out. Good night.